Now time for locker room chat, joined by Nemaha Central Girls head basketball coach Haddon Hilton. And coach, what a year it was last year. You guys certainly have just continued to be very consistent at winning seasons year after year.
Yes, you know, pretty fortunate to have the girls that I get to coach, and they definitely buy in to what us coaches want them to do, and they just do a good job of working hard every day and working for each other and not themselves, and that's been very successful for us.
Yes, it sure has. And talking about this team this year, coming off of a couple people leaving, of course, graduation, and then you bring in some girls that are on the JV team that were 19-0 last year. Tell us about the full squad that you have this season.
Yeah, you know, we returned our two leading scorers from last year with Addie and Ella. They played a lot of basketball in their careers so far. They've been in, you know, some big moments, done very well. So they're doing, you know, great job leading us this year. And also we have another senior, Ellie Ruski, who is going to give us some quality minutes this year. But also we have some juniors who are capable that played on the JV team that have a chance to give us some varsity minutes. And then also we have some talented sophomores that, you know, two of them played last year as freshmen, Callie Honeyman and Reagan Garrity. And they're better this year. But also we have some guards, sophomore guards, that we're going to rely on to give us some quality minutes.
And kind of just talking about your guys' mindset and game plan moving forward this season, how about how important is it for you guys to establish a tempo with your guys' defense?
Yeah, definitely. We pride ourselves on defense, and that's one thing that we talk about. We feel we have a chance to be one of the best defensive teams in the state with our athleticism and our length. So that's one thing we want to continue to pride ourselves on. But, you know, also offensively, I think we can really push the ball this year more than we did last year. And that'll be something hard for teams to defend, but also we got to be able to execute in half court. So that's kind of one thing that we're looking to improve is our half court execution.
Now, in terms of your guys' shot selection, is making sure that you guys move the ball around the perimeter very important to you guys?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had Addie and Ella are really good passers, and they work together really well. And so we like to, you know, flip the floor and make the defensive work, but also we're going to take a good shot when it comes to us. And hopefully, you know, that's in rhythm, and hopefully they go down.
Absolutely. Now, you guys start off with Centralia. How important is this game so early on to be playing against one of the best teams in the league?
Yeah, you know, this is a fun one. You know, they're a county rival, so to speak, and these kids hang out with each other and know each other really well. And obviously, Centralia got the better of us last year in a game that we led late, and we kind of let them get away from us. But they have one of the best players in the state in Owen Dieter, and she's a handful, and she's definitely probably going to be better this year, so that's a great challenge for us. But I know this is a game the girls have had circled for a calendar year, and they'll be ready for it.
Yeah, and then after that, four of your next five games are on the road. How much of a challenge is that going to be for you guys?
Yeah, we just take it one game at a time, and really we want to focus on us. Because that's how we get better. But, you know, going on the road is tough, especially in the Big 7 League. There's never an easy out with the coaching that we have to go up against, and there's always great players. So that'll be an early challenge for us, but I think one that the girls will be ready to go up against.
Coach, I want to thank you for your time today, and best of luck on Friday and moving forward this season.
All right, thank you.
That was Nemaha Central Girls Basketball Coach Haddon Hilton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.